بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now back in 2008, I earned a bachelor's degree in visual communication design. We studied basically all aspects of design, from web design, computer graphics, animation, drawing, painting, photography, videography, aesthetics, typography, all these different things. And during my time there, there are many things that I benefited from, many things that I learned, not just about how to draw things or how to make art, but also about subjectivity and criticism. Because whenever we had a project due, we would basically hang our work in front of the class and there would be a critique. So let's say, for example, you designed a poster. You'd print it out and then you would put it on the bulletin board and the whole class would sit there and they would tell you what they think about your work. And one thing that I realized is that in one of my classes, there was basically a group of about two or three girls, and they decided that there was another girl in the class that they didn't like. They were just going to be mean to her. So whenever this girl that they didn't like posted her work, they would always say negative things about it. They would always find something wrong with it. And they would even be kind of rude about it. But whenever they would critique each other's work, they always had nothing but nice things to say. And subhanAllah, it made me realize that when you critique something, it can say a lot about how you feel inside. Oftentimes, when it comes to things that are subjective, if you want to find something wrong with it, you're going to be able to find something wrong with it. And if you want to find something right with it, you're going to be able to do that as well. We can have certain biases within us that really make us react in an overly negative way to other people's work. And especially when it comes to brothers giving da'wah, I've seen this happen over and over again. And the reason I'm saying this is because there's a good friend of mine here, a brother named John from London. He's also in Kuliyat al-Da'wah. And for months, he's been talking about how he wants to start a YouTube channel. And he's been preparing and he's been doing a lot of thinking. And mashallah, he finally launched his channel. And a lot of brothers are giving him so much overly critical, negative feedback, trying to discourage him from doing this. And it's really a shame, subhanAllah. Now, if we are making a mistake, if we say something about Islam that isn't correct, then by all means, please correct us. This is important. But if we're not doing anything incorrect in terms of what we're teaching about the deen, in terms of what we're saying, then why are these people hating? I don't understand. Why are people being overly critical, trying to discourage people instead of encouraging brothers, helping brothers? Now, one thing that I think brothers will often say is they'll basically question your intention and say, you know what, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't get in front of the camera because you're going to want fame. You're going to want money. You're going to want to impress the sisters. You're going to want to do this and that. And your intention isn't going to be pure. And to me, of course, intention is the foundation of our actions. And I'm not belittling that at all. But this sort of talk to me, it's from shaitan. It's shaitan trying to not get you to do something that's pleasing to Allah. Shaitan doesn't want you to give da'wah. Shaitan doesn't want you to teach people about Islam. He doesn't want people to learn about Islam and to embrace Islam and implement it. And in Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, in his explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, he talks about this. He talks about that when you want to do a good deed, Shaitan is going to come to you and he's going to try to get you to not do it. And one of the ways is that he's going to make you question your intention. So he might make you think, oh, you know what, I was going to give da'wah, but you know what? My intention isn't pure, so I'm not going to give da'wah. And he'll make you think that you're doing a good deed by not doing a good deed. SubhanAllah. So the Shaykh explains that what you should do when this doubt enters your mind, you should renew your intention and say, no, I'm doing this for Allah, and do the good deed. If nobody gives da'wah, especially brothers who come to the Jamia and study, who's going to give da'wah? How are people going to learn about Islam? Especially when it's brothers who have the correct understanding of the religion. Because if they don't teach the deen to people, then you're going to have people who don't have a correct understanding teaching the people. You're going to have enemies of Islam telling people what Islam is. So this is something that's important, and it's actually one of the greatest things that a human being can do, is call the people to Islam. So why are there so many people that hate on brothers who give da'wah? And also understand that inshallah, if you encourage brothers and you help them call the people to good, inshallah, you're going to be rewarded with good. So I encourage everybody to go subscribe to this brother's channel, follow him on the different social media outlets. His channel is sort of a mix between fitness and giving da'wah. He encourages people to get in shape, to be healthy, live healthy lifestyles. At the same time, he gives you a glimpse into life in Medina. And it's something that, inshallah, a lot of the non-Muslims can benefit from. So I think we should encourage this brother. And we should just keep in mind what I talked about in this video in regards to criticism and supporting each other and subjectivity and how these things really can reveal how we feel about others and what they're doing. And, you know, why do you feel that way? That's something that we should think about. If you find yourself being really overly critical of somebody, think about why is that? Because as Muslims, we're all on the same team. If this brother does well with his da'wah and people embrace Islam, people get healthy, people learn about the deen, that benefits all of us. That benefits every single one of us. So why would I hate on him? Why would I discourage him from what he's doing? As long as what he's doing is according to the Quran and Sunnah, I'm behind him 100%. And I hope you all are as well. Jazakumullahu khairan for your support. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.